but delicate. Memorize the rules of etiquette. Be demure, sweet and pure. Hide the real you. You must look feminine, dress feminine. You're at your best feminine. Emphasize your femininity. That's what every girl should know. Femininity. Femininity. That's the way to catch a boy.
Carajo, ein Whisky. Caramba, carajo, ein Gin. Verflucht Sacramento, Dolores. Und alles ist wieder hin. Caramba, carajo, ein Whisky. Caramba, carajo, ein Gin. Verflucht Sacramento, Dolores. Und alles ist wieder hin. In Rio de Janeiro, in einer klitzekleinen Hafenbar, saß ein braungebrannter Gaucho mit schwarzbraunem Haar. Und um Dolores zu vergessen, die seine Liebste war gewesen, sprach er zu Don Filippo, dem alten Spelunkenwirt.
Hey, hey!
Caramba, carajo, ein Whisky. Caramba, carajo, ein Gin. Verflucht Sacramento, Dolores. Und alles ist wieder hin. Caramba, carajo, ein Whisky. Caramba, carajo, ein Gin. Verflucht Sacramento, Dolores. Und alles ist wieder hin. Rio de Janeiro, in einer klitzekleinen Hafenbar, saß ein braungebrannter Gaucho mit schwarzbraunem Haar. Und er sprach, amigo mio, sie war die schönste Frau in Rio. Da lachte Don Filippo, der alte Spelunkenwirt. Caramba, carajo, ein Whisky. Caramba, carajo, ein Gin. Verflucht Sacramento, Dolores. Und alles ist wieder hin. Caramba, carajo, ein Whisky. Caramba, carajo, ein Gin. Verflucht Sacramento, Dolores. Und alles ist wieder hin. Und alles ist wieder hin.
Caramba!
January 2nd, 2010. Do you know where your girlfriend is?
Oh, honey.
We do. Live from a basement studio in Encino, California. Talk radio for your ear hole. Both of them.
Geronimo!
Geronimo and the three mics. Oh yeah. And now here are your hosts. Jerry Jeremiah, Meredith Winters, Rick Scott Hamilton. Oh yeah.
Hello, hello,
oh
hello.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Wow. You know, it's a happy 2010 here at the Geronimo and the Three Mike Show. I can't believe it. We have had a fantastic year. We've got new equipment in the studio to share with you.
New pencils.
New pencils. That's right. That's right. Rick Scott. So here to my right, we've got Rick Scott Hamilton.
Scott here.
And Meredith Winters.
Hey, guys. Hey, hey. Happy New Year to you. This is Meredith Winters. Hailing from the shores of Lake Ottertail all the way down to Lake Okeechobee. Happy New Year to you all.
A happy New Year to you too, Meredith. Now, gosh, just
likewise.
What a crazy weekend it was for
us.
Oh,
I mean, you tell me.
We all have a story. I know.
Quite a bender.
Yeah, exactly. And I know we all have something to say about what happened to us
to tell you
this weekend.
Totally.
Meredith, kick it off for us. How was your New Year's Eve?
Well, it was really eventful. What? It was absolutely eventful. I mean, I made fondue. I had a fondue party.
I took Gladys.
She's such a sweetheart.
Have you heard of this movie? Okay, we got to talk about this, right? Because it's on the cover of the LA Times. And those of you who don't get the Times, I'll give you a rundown of the story.
Yeah.
There's this movie now with the 3D glasses and the blue...
That's just the coolest.
The blue Avatar, right?
Shrek. You're talking about Shrek.
It's called Avatar.
Shrek.
And it's these guys with... You got to wear the glasses.
I love Shrek.
Oh, come on, Rick Scott. Oh, my gosh. What are you even doing on the radio?
So I'm in the theater. For those of you who've got the LA Times and you've read this story, it's going to be repetition for you. But just to paraphrase what happened real briefly, we're in the theater and this chick sits in front of me, right? And
And
you know, you've got the 3D and the whole thing. And you don't want that to be, you know, for someone to get in the way of that. This chick sits in front of me. She's got to be 7 feet tall. And, you know, her hair.
Wow.
Her hair looks like she's wearing a beaver, for Christ's sake.
Oh.
And she's got this
thing. Like beavers.
And so I say, and I can't, because of legal reasons, I can't tell you exactly what I said. But basically, just to get to the point here, basically what I said was something to the effect of, you know, you're in my way. But I wasn't that kind, and I might have used some, you know, some slurs in there. So it turns around, this chick, and it turns out it's a dude, right? And he plays drums in this band, No Age.
Oh, I love those guys. Those guys are funky stuff.
Well, here's the thing.
Funky.
Meredith. I don't know these guys from a bag of apples.
Oh, but and, those guys are famous.
Sure. Well, I don't know anything. They've got
they're touring the world.
They're a punk rock band, right?
Yeah.
But they've got lawyers, right? So I get the cease and desist from this lawyer.
Right. Oh, no.
Saying that I can't mention what I said and that I'm going to be charged with libel now, with libel for what I said about this guy.
Oh, man.
Which I can't say on the air. Believe it or not. Believe it
What'd
or not.
What'd you say?
I can't say it on the air.
Oh, I can't believe it.
What'd you say?
So what's the weather out there like, Meredith?
Oh, okay. Well, this morning on my walk of shame home from Funky Joseph's house, I just wanted to tell you that I got a good dose of sunshine on my back. And this morning it's a clear and sunny 47 degrees with a high of 65. And everything's looking good for the rest of the week. And I just wanted to sign off the weather part with one question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
What's the color of snow?
I don't know. What is the color of snow?
Well, you would guess that it's white, but it's not.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and guess that it's white then, Meredith.
What about you, Rick?
What's the question?
What's the color of snow?
I don't know. What is the color of snow?
Rick Scott Hamilton, our one and only. Let's go to Nadia Kozlowski. Our foreign correspondent.
Oh, that lucky lady.
Special holiday celebration. Nadia's away in Europe, or in former Czechoslovakia, in what's now known as the Czech Republic. Nadia, go ahead.
Woo! Nadia Kozlowski here, live from Prague. This is the 15th annual Skoda Ultra Pulse Speed Control Dance Party International. It's January 1st.
Well, Nadia, it just sounds crazy there. It just sounds insane. It's crazy. Can you just give us an idea of what it's like, just a woman on the street? What you're seeing there, Nadia Skola?
I have been dancing my feet up for the last 22 days. I haven't been here from the start, and I must say, it's good exercise. I have lost about 22 pounds myself. We are here in Nedni Skola in the Czech Republic, and it is the longest, the most awesome, the greatest, it's the best, unglaublich, einfach unglaublich rave in the world.
Wow, Nadia, it's really crazy there. We can tell, we can hear it in the background. Tell us, who's on the decks there tonight?
I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but it's the best ever. It's DJ Papa Jumps with the Beat Strauss.
Just give us an idea. Tell us what's the craziest, hottest thing there right now.
The newest thing, the biggest thing. People are drenched in sweat. They're dancing. Some of them losing their clothes. Some of them half dressed. And they're, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this on the radio, but they have these amazing pills here. If you take them, you will think you're a flamingo and you just dance for this.
Wow. Nadia Kozlovsky, she is having a wonderful, a heck of a time.
Sounds like a blast.
There in the Czech Republic. I wish I was there.
Oh, man. Let me just tell you, I've spent a little time in Praha, and those guys really like to party.
Rick Scott.
I love checkers.
So this is just driving me nuts because I haven't heard these guys, this band, right? If you've got the LA Times,
sure.
Again, you can check it out. What I said about these guys, this band, No Age, I've never heard these guys. You know,
where have you been?
I don't know them from.
I mean,
from,
they're like really big stuff, you know.
Well, and here my BlackBerry's going off like a prom dress, and my lawyer's telling me to shut up about it right now.
You should.
So I don't get in any more trouble than I'm already in. But I got to figure this out because I'm just shit heels and sand dollars about this thing. I do not know who these guys are. What the hell kind of music it is? Why this chick has a lawyer and she's in a punk rock band? you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, certainly.
So have you heard these guys, the No Age?
Yes. I mean, they really have a really great rhythm and a beat. Like, it's pretty funky beat, and you can really dance to it.
Interesting.
I mean, and those guys are skateboarders.
Good stuff.
If you got it on your iPod and you jump on your board, you can really just zoom around.
Well, you know, the funny thing is all the punks I know are either dead or they have corporate jobs, if you know what I mean. But, you know, punk rock now
those
is just
are
knock,
the days.
Knocking over ashtrays and skateboarding, isn't it?
Well, it goes from generation to generation.
Right. Gotcha. Oh, I think we have a caller.
Welcome. Thanks for calling the Geronimo Show and the Three Mics. How are you doing today?
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, so I've been following this story on Facebook.
Wow.
About the No Age thing.
Facebook.
And the guy that's on your show.
Rick Scott.
No, I think he's talking about me.
Jerry. Yeah.
Jerry, what he said, I think, you know, it's America, it's a free country, he should be entitled to his opinion.
Damn right.
But I also think he should give No Age a chance and listen to them because they have a good hard rock beat and you can dance to it. Thanks, that's all I have to say.
All right, thanks so much, Chad.
We'll see about that, Chad.
Let's go ahead and move on to another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
You're on Geronimo and the Three Mics with Rick Scott Hamilton. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Happy New Year.
I'm so glad I made it through. I just wanted to call in and say hi to you, Rick Scott. I really enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Thank you.
Two mics. Thanks a lot for everything you do. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
About No Age, I think they're really great.
So everybody likes this band.
I really enjoy their music. They're doing something really real, but you know what? F*** it!
Who's No Age?
Okay, do we get them bleeped there? Because I know we had some expletives there. Did we get them bleeped before? Okay, excellent, fantastic. Hang on a second. I've got to talk to Dale, our engineer, because I want to get these guys on MP3, because I've got to hear this. This band. let's go to Dale and see if we can get an MP3 of these guys. Is he there? Do we have it?
I think we've got it, Jerry.
We've got it? Okay.
Dale, cue it up.
All right, let's roll that. Let's roll the MP3.
Is it evening there where you are? Are your children in the woods with a pocket full of ashes and the crescent moon I stood? Just a shadow on your hilltop drinking vinegar and gin, or a spider at the doorstep didn't know you let me in? I come from the schoolhouse, come from the butchers, come from the mill, and I come from the shore. You know I come right in amongst the nightshade and the sea salt, then I slip out underneath the penitentiary door. There's no such thing as thirsty in the bottom of the well, going down without a bucket, and it hurts like hell. Don't need light where we're going, you can do it all by feel. Here's a hacksaw and some baling twine and reinforcing steel. I come from the schoolhouse, come from the butchers, I come from the mill, and I come
come from the shore, you know I come right in. Amongst the nightshade and the sea salt, and I slip out underneath the penitentiary door.
Jeez, what a day, what a day. We are having some issues here with our feed.
This is Call with Questions.
Our engineer, Dale, I think we're having some crossover. Can you get a beat on that, Dale? Tell us what's going on.
My apologies. Question. I'll check the signal now.
Yeah, if you could do that.
Three.
Who was that?
Two.
That's better.
That was
three.
Awful.
That's
who
better.
Are these
482.
Man.
1084.
It's crazy. Crazy,
call
crazy.
Us.
I think my ears were bleeding.
It's the first show.
That really harshed my mellow.
2010.
Hey.
But hey, everybody out there. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. We have a crazy,
I love
busy
you.
Show. We have
welcome.
A lot to do for starting
Happy
so
New
late.
Year.
I feel bad. I feel like we're going to go over time, and we never go. We never go over time.
But you should know that you should call us at Call with Questions, 323-482.
We got one already.
1084. Hello.
Already. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Peterson, I'm calling in from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, Darcy. Hi, it's good to hear you.
Welcome.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I just called and you guys had you left the phone on and you just were talking and no one was answering me.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous about that.
I don't think that was us.
We're sorry.
We are having some technical.
No, it was you.
I think our feed is crossed.
I could hear it on the radio.
Did you have a question?
No. Because
I have a question for you.
Let's hear it.
When was the last time you kissed someone with a mustache?
What kind of a mustache? Because there's the kind that kind of grows in, but then there's like the ultimate mustache.
Yeah. What kind of
when's the last time you kissed someone with a mustache?
What kind of mustache do you think I mean?
What kind?
A real
I think the real, the classic.
The full grown kind.
It could be a fibbler.
Adult?
A fibbler?
Male?
A kissler?
An adult mustache?
A derringer?
Is that
we're talking about a full on adult mustache.
Well, it could be an upstairs or a downstairs mustache.
Upstairs.
Oh. Well, I'm saving myself for the right type of a man.
I got
so I
you.
Haven't really gone there yet.
Yeah. Do you, when was the
but,
last?
But,
understandable.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Well, you know, I went maybe last year. So I didn't really finish paying my bill.
All right. I'm going to interrupt you because the obvious question here is if you went to the dentist last year, how are we going to know that you have any idea what you're talking about?
And if you have kissed someone with a mustache lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my main question is...
Yeah, let's get to
guys.
That.
Yes,
please get
go
to
for
that.
It.
You...
No hurry.
Wait, what?
Go ahead.
Thank you for calling Call with Questions. You're on the air. Well, that's it for that.
Oh, no.
So,
what happened?
I don't know what we were getting to there.
We're getting too many calls.
Here we go. Call again. The mustache. Your question. Your question.
Here we are.
Thank you for calling Call with
Questions. Here we are.
You're on the air. You're going to need to turn your computer down a little bit because you're getting what's called feedback.
Feedback.
Oh, it's just diaper rash. Here, let me apply some healing salve.
Are you there, caller? We're ready for your question. We're hot for your questions. Hello.
Hello, welcome to Call with Questions.
Thank you for calling Call with Questions.
Oh, yeah, you're listening to Geronimo and the Three Mics Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Catch you later. What is this?
Hi.
Dale.
I have a question.
cocktail.
Thank you for calling the call with questions.
Dale, shut up. I want to hear the question.
Okay. Oh, there we go. I don't know what's going on. We've got a crossed feed here somewhere.
3, 2,
I think
3,
Dale's been moonlighting.
4, 8, 2.
Go ahead with your question, caller.
1, 0, 8, 4.
My question is, does the bathtub constitute one of the three spatial dimensions?
Wait, you guys, I think this is the bathtub caller again.
Ooh, hi, sexy.
Oh, hey, there you are. Welcome.
Look,
think there's at least three dimensions, right?
Look.
There's more than that.
Possibly.
What are you, does the bathtub have water in it?
And what color?
Yes.
And how?
The color of the bathtub is white.
And the water?
Did you want to know the color of the water?
Yes,
please.
Before or after I went to the restroom in it?
After.
After?
Of course.
Why not?
After. It's the kind of a, what's that color? Oh, chartreuse.
Chartreuse. Then you have,
oh, that's gorgeous.
You have too much vitamin B12.
Too much vitamin B12, but I just did a rare medium steak, T-bone.
You might want to throw that up.
Well,
I'm a vegetarian.
This is Call with Questions. 323-482-1084.
Did you have a question for us, caller?
Yeah, I was wondering if the bathtub constitutes a spatial dimension.
Is there water in the bathtub?
Yes.
Is there light in the bathtub?
No, just the light of my telephone.
Does light have mass?
No.
Are you really in the bathtub?
Yes.
Is that the sound of the bathtub in the background?
What kind of sound would you like to make in the bathtub?
Can you put your face underneath the water and blow bubbles? Like
with your mouth?
Try it.
Hold on.
Please, try it. That's excellent.
That is
excellent.
Five dimensions. Yes.
That's
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
There's
the
five.
Is yes, absolutely.
You have one length, one width.
That is fantastic.
One height, one bubble, one urine. That's five.
Yeah, there was a urination going on.
No, don't worry. It's not my blood.
So,
Dale.
What does it smell like? The bath water.
The bath water smells. Well, it's complicated. It's a combination of buttercream, mango, lavender, eucalyptus, and
puma?
Stinky feet.
So, what about urine? Was it mentioned?
Well, urine was going on in the toilet while
now
I was in the spatial dimension.
You're going to have to hold. Thank you for calling Call with Questions.
Call with Questions. Welcome.
You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Steph.
Is this Lauren?
Yeah. Hearing my voice, Beth.
Hello.
I don't know why.
Hello. Oh. Thank you for calling Call
Dominic.
With Questions.
Welcome.
Do you have a question?
Tater tot casserole.
Do you have a question? You've reached
Hi.
Call with Questions.
Hello. Thank you for Hello. Calling Call with Questions.
I'm trying to listen to your yeah. show, and we're big fans of Call with Questions, but the toilet humor, we just ate some Korean barbecue, so we're feeling a little nauseous, so I thought we could take it in another direction.
Oh, sure. Certainly.
I think we left the bathroom entirely.
My daddy has a question.
Please,
oh, how excellent.
Talk to me, Daddy.
We love you guys here, and we just were really curious if you guys had any solution for the new year.
Resolution.
Oh, yes.
We are resolute,
we in Ohio
for sure.
Like resolute.
Oh, don't we?
Thank you for your
Thank
call.
Thank you.
We'll take it off the air here. So,
oh, yes,
well,
you
it's
guys.
A good time now to sort of, introduce the show for sure. Because
do we still have the bathtub collar? I know we had some.
Yes.
Good. That's great because I know we had some requests to get out of the bathroom, but you know, I know what that means, and that means that it's starting to work. So we want to go ahead and keep talking to the bathtub lady. But let's get Madam Stampley. Let's get Madam Stampley on this one. Madam Stampley, are you with us? Hello.
Yes. Happy belated Saturnalia to everyone.
Hello.
Thank you, Madam Stampley. Thank you.
Hi. Welcome.
I feel very focused.
Madam Stampley.
So, Madam Stampley, we have the bathtub caller again.
Yes.
Calling in on our first show for 2010.
Way to go.
Some people want the show to be a little more intelligent, but I think we have some issues still in the bathroom. We need to know how many spatial dimensions are in the bathtub. Can you go to Isabel and bring us that information?
I was wondering if I could come be on your show February 1st through the 8th.
Say her name and think of Isabel.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to bring her forward. She gets a little nervous.
You can sleep in my bed.
Okay.
You can
follow. I think we're
ready. Sure.
Isabel is telling me that there's spatial dimensions in a bathtub would equal 4.
4.
4.
Oh, thank you.
That's
she
good.
Also wants me to give a message to Bathtub Lady.
What's the message?
Yeah.
Bathtub Lady has been around a spirit lately.
Yes.
He's a farmer.
Yeah.
And he likes cows. Something about cows. And Isabel says not to be frightened.
Don't be frightened.
Do not be frightened.
As a farmer.
Yeah, right. Bathtub Lady will totally understand that. If you just
understand.
Bathtub Lady, you're gonna have to take that one off the air. We've got another call.
Welcome.
So, resolutions. It's a new year. This is our first show of 2010. And, you know, I feel like we have resolutions. I don't know if I've stated them out loud yet. But I think, well, we're all fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm huge.
I mean, huge. Rolly big as a house, I would say. You're on the air. Thank you for calling Call with Questions. Hello.
Welcome to Call with Questions. What is your question?
Do you have a question for us?
I have a question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
I made a mistake and wore my underwear into the bathtub.
It's about persons that impersonate celebrities and their spatial dimensions and their alternate realities.
Ooh, that's a risky one.
This is Rick Scott saying, why not?
Dale, can you get that?
You reach.
My apologies, I'll check the signal.
I don't have time for this.
When a celebrity undergoes a transformation,
yes,
a physical transformation or emotional transformation,
yes,
is the impersonator supposed to follow to keep up their job and their performances? Or should they pose as a pre to whatever state the celebrity is in?
Are you talking about this as though it were some kind of operation similar to the undergoing of the changing of your gender?
Oh, genders? No, more about weight and personality.
But I'm saying, is it a similar transformation in your mind?
I didn't hear you, but yes.
So, if you listen to the phone and not to your computer, you will be able to understand. Yeah, you'll have to turn your computer down and turn your phone and pay only attention to me.
And listen directly to.
Pay attention to the words.
Okay, it's muted. I'm ready. Let's go.
My question for you
question.
Do you feel that a person impersonating a celebrity undergoes the same kinds of transformations as somebody who is changing their gender? That's my question for you.
Question.
But I don't want to change my gender.
You want to impersonate a celebrity?
I impersonate celebrities.
Please don't say that in front of the baby.
Which celebrity do you feel like you impersonate?
Wow, this is almost interesting.
Can we hear your impersonation?
I impersonate Jillian Mayer.
Jillian Mayer, can you give us a taste?
Really, she's really famous.
Can you give us a taste?
I bet I can guess.
No, I charge a lot.
How much?
Way more than all of you have.
Do you know how much money?
What a
tease. Know how much money I make from this show? Dale, shut off the mics, Dale.
This one's just going to go to the caller.
We've got the mics. We're not on the air right now. We're not
call
on the air.
Call with questions.
I make $14,000 a year from this show. So don't brag to me about how much money.
Oh, man.
Don't brag to me about your
money.
All right, let's go back on the air. Thank you for your call, caller. We'll
call
take that one
questions.
Off the air.
Call us now at 323-482-1084.
Resolutions.
I think...
What is your resolution?
That somebody who impersonates a celebrity...
They're just trying their best.
Go ahead, brother.
...is living in at least two dimensions. If there's any scientists out there that can verify, go ahead and feel free to call in. My resolution, let's not start with me. Let's go to George Michael for a New Year's resolution.
This is George Michael.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad that you asked, because my resolution is to post a new post on Twitter for every action that I do on this planet.
But okay, but like, what is it that happened in 2009 that made you?
That's very heady.
That made you think to make that. You made a resolution, but it doesn't sound like it's related to 2009.
No, this is to help people.
But 2009 was a bad year.
Not for me.
2009 was a great year for me. I learned to tolerate people in wheelchairs and
come on,
weirdos.
Dale.
That's
get
ridiculous.
Out of here.
I'm saying 2009, I mean, was not...
I think I progressed quite nicely this year in my songwriting abilities.
Excuse me, Dale.
That's questionable.
Let me explain myself here.
Technically, I'm trained as an engineer, but I also have interests as a songwriter.
Dale.
Well, what were you saying?
Come on,
what
Dale.
Were you saying?
I'm just trying to say... that Twitter is really the most interesting invention, and I know that certainly everyone would like to follow all of my actions.
Of the last 2,000 years?
May I ask
no,
you
of 2009.
Would you like put simple things like brushing your teeth?
Yeah. Those are the most banal.
Bowel movements?
Mr. Estefani.
Yes.
Mr. Estefani. Your New Year's resolution.
Did anybody notice all the party balloons in the studio?
I love them.
That's great. Did you put these up? Or these are from the day before yesterday? Yesterday.
I've never seen these before.
Yeah, it looks great.
Did Dale do that?
Fruit stand.
Yeah, I think maybe Dale did it, because I didn't put these in. Did you put these?
No.
Did anybody put these in there?
I think I progressed quite nicely this year in my songwriting abilities.
I know you've done wonderful. This isn't going to be a clip show where we show all the wonderful songs that you've written this year.
Knock.
This call with questions.
Who's there?
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott who?
Rick Scott Hamilton.
Dale. This is driving me crazy.
2009 was a great year for me. I learned to tolerate people in wheelchairs
call
and other
questions.
Weirdos.
Yeah, you know, Dale.
3, 2, 3.
I know that you feel like you're an accomplished songwriter, but...
I think I progressed quite nicely this year in my songwriting abilities.
All right, let's hear it, Dale. Let's show us your...
Give him a shot.
Give us a taste. Well, I remember this. I remember this one. Go to the next one, Dale.
Thank you.
I kind of like this one.
Yeah. Thanks, Dale.
It's all right.
Excellent.
It's all right. Okay, next.
Oh, Jeff, neighbor, the king and I are having a banquet, and we'd like to honor you. Would you come?
Sure.
This is not...
I spent about 5 years fighting.
I don't like when he experiments with vocal stuff. Oh yeah, I can get this one. This is terrible.
Dirty. Oh. I'm gonna Twitter that.
Sometimes I go to the pool just to float around. Sometimes I go to the pool just to float.
Thank you for calling Call with Questions. You're on the air.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Call with Questions.
I have a question about existing inside the fourth dimension and just wondering what you guys on that.
Thank you for calling Call with Questions.
Oh, hello.
You're
welcome.
Air.
You're on the air.
Hey, am I on right now?
You're on. You're definitely, you are,
hello,
you are
welcome.
On the air.
It's
wow, guys. Long
questions.
Time listener. First time caller.
Oh,
really excited.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you. It's great to have you.
Welcome to really, Call with Questions.
Really I hope
excited.
We can answer some of your questions.
We'll keep our fingers
I really
crossed.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're very
good time
flattered. I have a two-part question.
Yes.
Okay.
It's more like two questions.
Okay.
Is that okay? Do we have time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the time off the internet.
Okay, first question. How did people of the Stone Age make boats?
Okay, and your next question?
No, and the second question, what happens to a female polar bear during the gestation period?
You know,
and I'll
take
my answer off the air.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Call
Great,
with questions.
You.
We're delighted. Absolutely.
I'm going to have to...
In the Stone Age...
They made
Nobody
boats.
Built boats.
There was no water.
Floats, yes, but no boats.
I would have to...
Perhaps boats of the mind.
And I don't think there's...
How about sushi boats?
There's a gestation period for a male polar bear.
Polar bears are marsupials, I was told.
I can't believe that those polar animals fight with each other.
Seriously.
Isn't it terrible?
Isn't life hard enough up there already?
Already.
Can't they all
I disagree
get
with
along?
That.
Can't they just all get along?
There were no boats in the Stone Age. And Madam Stampley? Madam Stampley.
Yes, I am here, Karen.
So, we have sort of a metaphysical question about what happens to a female polar bear. During the gestation period.
Yes.
Rather than rely on science and scientific information, we like to follow our spirit guide.
Yes, Isabel really appreciates that. You know, the female polar bear is very, a very important icon in the Inuit society. So, you know, they're basically worshipped by everyone. During gestation, it's a longer gestation than a human because, of course, polar bear is larger than a human.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know.
Wow, this is all.
Isabel just.
Wow. This is almost
Definitely
interesting.
Just telling me how important they are to the society.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Hello.
Bye.
You are listening to Call with Questions. 323-482-1084.
Tater tot casserole.
So I think... you know, Dale, I think we're all proud of you and what you accomplished this year.
Marginally.
With your music and what it represents here on the show. and what it represents in particular today with you being such a piss-poor engineer and all the technical problems that we're having. But I really feel like you're different today, you know?
I know something you don't know.
Something suspicious. I don't even know if I want to know what that is.
Today is my birthday.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that. You shouldn't be at work. Happy birthday,
Dale.
I think
that's a lie.
Thank you.
Robots.
That's not true.
I know it's not polite, but how many years are you celebrating today, Dale?
Well, today I turned 15 years old. Thanks for asking.
A mature 15.
You're not 15, Dale.
Now I'm the same age as you.
I'm not 15 either.
I'm 15, just like you.
Sure.
That's ridiculous.
We should meet at the mall sometime.
All right.
Let's meet at the mall. I'm easy to recognize. I look just like one of the Jonas Brothers.
Which Jonas Brother? Which Jonas Brother?
Well, you'll find out when you meet me at the mall.
Happy birthday, Dale.
Nice.
And
Doesn't mean we have to be nice to him today.
Well, we should be you know.
But he messed everything up.
We have a ton of unattended business. We have a pressing matters.
Pressing matters. Pressing matters.
Pressing matters.
Pressing matters from Madam S. We had a call last week, Madam S. Are you there, Madam Stampley?
I'm here.
Yeah, so we had a pressing matters from the last show from somebody called Pedro, I believe.
Yes.
And you took this one out of the inbox. You felt kind of attached to it. You want to read the question on the air?
You bet. It says, "Hi, my name is Pedro, calling from the south, the very south, beyond the southern border. And my question is, what can I do if I'm seeing happy penguins dance and fornicate when I close my eyes? I don't like doctors or psychologists. Thank you."
Don't even laugh. It's not worth
it. I chose this question especially because this is a very dangerous thing to see. You know, I've studied at the School of Metaphysics. We had a whole, you know, semester of dream studies. Isabel and I were there for all the classes. Penguin in your dream really suggests that you've been weighed down by your emotions or a negative situation. And you need to find balance and inner harmony, Pedro.
Wow. Well, Pedro, I don't think we can do much better than that. Got a call coming in.
I want to get what he's smoking.
This is Call
man.
With Questions.
Yeah, what is he smoking?
Welcome.
Thank you for calling Call with Questions.
Hi. Who's watching TV and
Rick Scott's gonna take five.
And on television, saw Girls Gone Wild ad, and I wanted to ask the question: what is the spatial dimensions that you could achieve from a Girls Gone Wild video, both in the production of it and also in the sale and viewing of it? And how is that an interesting thing?
Well, that is a great question, Mr. Hoffman.
I don't know. Have you ever seen a Girls Gone Wild video, Mr. Schwartzbein?
It's Mr. Schifterson.
Schifterson. Thank you for calling, Mr. Schifterson.
Smithson, but Schifterson.
Smithson. Oh, I'm sorry. I mistook you for a great friend.
Yeah.
He said Gonzalez, man.
It's okay. I didn't give it to you.
Okay, Smithson, let's hear it.
I watched one of these videos. I feel bad for the mothers and fathers of these girls.
Why?
It's just wrong.
Why? They're getting.
I would be proud if it was my child.
They're getting lots and lots of money.
I myself have been in plenty
Shifterson.
Of them.
They're getting lots and lots of cash.
And attention.
Why is it? I mean,
and they look really cute.
Yeah, they. Hey, Mr. Shifterson, if you had perfect tits, you'd be doing it too. We've got to go to another call.
Welcome. This is Call with Questions.
Thank you for calling Call with Questions. You're on the air.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello there. Hi. How are you?
Oh, welcome to Call with Questions. We're very happy to have you.
Hi. I was just wondering if hot dogs are the best food to eat in another dimension.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. Let's put it this way.
Absolutely.
Sounds like Rosita's got a pain.
They seem to hold together well under different conditions. You can boil them, you can bake them, you can grill them, you can fry them.
Should you put sauerkraut on them?
Absolutely.
I think so.
You know, obviously by your questions I can tell that you're not a scientist. But from a scientific perspective, the sauerkraut is not going to affect the dimensionality of the hot dog.
But maybe ketchup.
You know, again, coming from a lay perspective, someone who's not versed in science, someone who doesn't have a scientific mind like we have.
I don't know if
you know this about
like George
me,
Michael?
Wally Enroth, but I'm an A-plus certified computer repair technician. I'm also a Microsoft certified systems expert, as well as a Microsoft certified database administrator.
So how does that qualify you to know about hot dogs?
Well, that's just the beginning of the list. But I think I should impress upon you how much of a scientific mind I have.
Algorithms.
Yeah. So
again, definitely
very
listen
impressive.
To him.
Very impressive.
We're gonna have to let you go. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Welcome. This is Call with Questions.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Call with Questions.
Hi. Is this Kathy?
I don't know who you're talking
about.
This
is George Michael here.
This sounds like something. This is Rosita
Schneider.
This sounds like something.
This is Mr. Stephanie.
I have a question about traveling through dimensions.
Exactly.
Okay.
I wonder what does the human form look like when traveling through the first, second, and fourth, and possibly fifth dimension?
Very long.
Do you know what? You know when you try to take your pants off, and you still have your shoes on?
Yes.
And the bottom of the cuff of your pants is real tight. You've got those hipster pants, not those. You don't have bell bottoms on. You've got those cool new. Like pants that you get at like American Apparel with a really tight bottom.
Okay.
And you're trying to pull those off and you still don't have your shoes. You still haven't taken your shoes off. That's the first. That's one.
That's
okay?
Dimension
Here's
one.
Here's number two.
That's first dimension traveling.
Okay.
First dimension traveling.
Number two. You get Saving Private Ryan. And right at the scene when the pillbox explodes at 15 minutes and 22 seconds, you play the first... cut from the Smash Mouth album, Bright Sunshiny Day. Do you remember that album from 1995?
No, actually I don't.
So that will, it's amazing, but that Smash Mouth album was written verbatim, and it's just as long as the end of Saving Private Ryan. That's number two. You're already in the third dimension, so you've got that one figured out. Do we answer your question?
Yeah, that one's pretty good. I'm pretty sure... I know this one's like.
How do you feel like you navigate the third dimension currently?
Well, I just the third dimension is how I perceive it. I navigate it by moving forward, stepping forward, and you watch your legs move one by one.
Are you sure?
And the sensation is the feeling of the earth and the ground flowing through you as you move, and you can feel the gravity.
Teleportation?
Do you feel like that the gravity is having an effect on you right now? I'm not feeling that at all.
I think I'm feeling that.
I always feel it.
Yeah, why did I think that?
I always feel it. I feel gravity weighing me down all the time, and I can feel it holding me to the world, because if gravity didn't exist, I would probably feel like I wasn't in the third dimension. I was disappearing. Of course, I was in space, and it made sense.
Is it holding all of your noodles together? I can answer this question.
Again?
Let me tell you. Can I answer this question with a little story?
Certainly.
a little story that I'd like to share with you.
I'd like to hear it.
Are you still there, caller? Can I,
Mr. Smithson?
Yes.
Can I answer your question with a story?
Yes.
Once upon a time, I was doing a little work. I had a job, I know what you guys are thinking.
It's memory time.
It's sounding a little bit like I'll make it short.
With questions.
So there's this woman that I was working for, and she would call me to her desk all the time to fix her computer, and it was always something different that was wrong with it that she would tell me. And so I would say, okay, I'd come over, look at her computer. Everything's fine. What are you talking about, lady? What are you talking about? You're driving me crazy. I come over here every single day. Every single day. There's something wrong. It's something new, something different. My mouse doesn't work. It's not rolling right. What's going on with this thing?
Yeah.
My monitor's too small. Can I get a bigger monitor? These kinds of questions, you know, always one thing after another. And finally, I was fed up and I said, lady, there's nothing wrong with this computer. And she looked at me and she said, I know. I just wanted to spend time with you.
That is heartwarming, wow. If I've ever heard anything.
Wow.
So we totally blew it this year, Rosewita. We missed a major landmark. We didn't have our reunification of Germany show.
That's right.
And you might want to.
20 years of Coca-Cola. 20 years of Coca-Cola.
But we can't. We have to talk about this.
Do we?
We do. It was a landmark year. Unless you want to wait until.
How about 40 years?
That's 40 years. For the 40. We're going to have a show on the 40 years?
Yes, I would.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
How about 30?
Madam Stampley, are you there?
Shoe in a shoe.
I am here.
Shoe. May I suggest that, or may
but
I ask
lesson
you
I learned,
if you could
cucumbers?
Give a horoscope for the new year for our next
don't
caller?
Don't eat the green part of the watermelon.
Please call us out there.
Sort of
call and Madam Stampley will have a very special horoscope
wait,
for you.
Wait.
3, 2, 3.
Wait a minute. Are we going to just shop out Madam Stampley's skills to the world? Is that how this show is going to be run?
But I thought for a new year it would be a really nice occasion.
I'm on the
well,
same
no,
page
we should have
Rosewita.
One. Only one caller gets it. Then it will be some kind of race to the phone.
That's what I
it
said.
It is. It will
the
be
next
a
caller will get it.
Yeah.
But only the next call.
Yes.
We're not going to do this all night.
No,
and
the next
call.
And they also get a gift. They also get they,
they get
get
our special gift basket.
We
the
get,
call
we're
with
gonna
questions
send
gift
them
basket.
The call
with
oh. questions
Are
gift basket.
That okay.
Yes.
So we
sure.
get a call and we'll go into that one.
Uh-oh, the gift basket.
Call with questions.
The lucky winner.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
You're
is there a blonde lady in the room?
There's no blondes in this room,
no.
unfortunately.
No.
But,
blonde ladies in the room.
What is,
well,
what
I
is
have a question.
What's your name?
About
please don't
blonde.
Say that in front of
my
baby.
My name's Mr. Schwartz.
What's your name?
Secrecy reasons, I'll be Mr. Schwartz.
Mr. Swanson. Mr. Schwanson.
Okay.
Mr. Schwanson, it's good to hear from
Sir
you.
Mr. Swanson, I guess,
did,
but whatever,
did you,
whatever
have a,
you need to call me.
Did you have a question for us?
We love questions.
I was hoping there was a blonde person in the room. I was wondering, what is the spatial dimensions between the temples of a blonde person? Blonde person during 1935.
My daughter's been missing for the last 31 days.
I think that
that's spooky.
I think you want to know how long the spatial dimension is for a blonde person that's been missing.
My daughter's been missing for the last 31 days.
Okay, when was the last time you saw your daughter?
I'm trying to get the knife away.
What was your question again?
Wait, my question?
Yeah.
I wish that rabbit would stop.
My question is What is the spatial dimension between the temples of a blonde person during 1935 or 1935 to 1944?
This is actually something we're going to take your answer off.
This one is very difficult.
This is actually something. Temples of the blonde. It was actually Temple of the Dog was the band, and it was the guy, the Pearl Jam guy.
Yes.
The Soundgarden guy.
That was such a good band.
And the other guy.
And one of the guys, and that was Temple of the Dog, and it wasn't 1930. What was it? 1997.
Seven.
Five, 97. Six. I don't know. So we know exactly what you're talking about.
I guess he missed out on the basket.
Hey, that guy didn't want a horoscope. Red.
Yeah, your horoscope.
Well, if he calls back, we'll give
yeah,
it to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not, we're gonna have to move on.
Call again.
You're yeah. listening
I mean,
to
he can if he wants.
Call with questions.
We'll give it to him.
Maybe he doesn't want the basket.
Did you feel like that we should give it to that guy?
Yeah.
No, he didn't really care.
I don't feel like he cared. And I thought...
No. I think he did.
I
think
Isabel
he was trying to
got a really
joke.
Bad vibe from him.
You're
he was,
totally
he was telling a really bad
3,
joke.
2, no 3, shit. 4, 8, 2, 1, it's 0, 8,
that
4.
Ah, that's what happens.
We're sorry, Isabel.
Wait,
you're
but
out of luck.
I don't. I'm so. I get this is. I'm gonna sound like I'm really stupid, but you know, surprise, surprise.
What's
was this,
new?
Was that like a weird blonde joke? Was that like a avant-garde blonde joke?
Like a post.
Yeah, like a Dada.
Postmodern
blonde,
I would never
blonde
know.
Joke.
a lot of shit's gone down since I talked to you last.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's
I
a good
tell
blonde
you about
joke.
That 2009.
Heard that before.
Was kind of a awful year, I think.
2009 was a great year for me. I learned to tolerate people in wheelchairs and other weirdos.
This Dale is terrible.
Oh, shut up.
Dale, I
yeah.
hate you.
Rick Scott's gonna take 5.
What is, who is Rick Scott?
Who is Rick
I don't
Scott?
Understand what this thing is.
My apologies. I'll check the signal now.
Why not?
I don't know. I wouldn't say record bad. I would just say in general a bad year. What was your resolution, Mr. Estefani?
I wanted to do more stuff for me.
Yeah.
I don't do enough for me. It's very sad.
Well, who do you do stuff for?
George Michael.
Me. But not just not enough.
Interesting. Is that a resolution?
I think that counts, yeah.
Yes.
It gets a pass.
Nah. Okay. I mean, there's no resolution judge. It just sounds kind of half-assed to me. Rosita.
Well, I actually wonder if Isabel has a New Year's resolution. How old is she? You have been around for centuries, haven't you?
Does Isabel have a New Year's resolution?
I know she doesn't believe in resolving to anything since she's passed on.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I would think that that's when you'd be making the most resolutions. You're on the other side.
That sounds like a bunch
now,
of
there's,
fucking
you know,
shit
it's
to
just
me.
Really absolute freedom is what she's telling me right now.
I don't know. I know what you guys are gonna say.
It's memory time.
It's hard when you got a new year to think of not think of loves, of past loves, you know, loves that you've had from before. I don't know about you guys, but I always think about the people I've loved before or the people who've touched me and the effect they've had. And this year in particular, I was reminded of my first kiss. I think I was like 6 years old. And I was being babysat. Now maybe I was older, 10.
Or by the babysitter.
Yeah, I was like 10.
Nice.
That's older than 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit. So
We were led into a dark corner of the room and asked to make a boat out of dish soap and spaghetti.
This isn't your memory, Dale. It's my memory. And my babysitter, I don't remember what her name was at the time, but she was like a recovering addict of some kind. And she was playing Galaga? How do you say that?
Galaga.
All right, here's the challenge. The first caller to call in with the correct pronunciation of that game, G-A-L-A-G-A. And don't LA. You can't Wikipedia it. If you Wikipedia it, we'll know. The first person to call in with they know the actual pronunciation of that game, they get a prize. I can't believe people aren't calling in for these prizes.
The gift basket.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
It's a good one.
There's at least 8 people listening to the show.
The right girl's now. Name was Linda.
Linda. Oh, that was my babysitter's name. Thank you. I should, you know, you always get into the realm of the unreal.
Isabel just knows.
So anyway, she was doing really good on... do we need this again to get us...
It's memory time.
All right. So she was doing really good on this game, Galaga or Galaga or however.
Don't give it away.
And she got the high whatever you get on that. I don't know what it is. Some kind of... Are you falling asleep?
I had something in my eye.
Oh, and she got the thing, the major, the coup de grâce. Isn't that how you say it in French?
Coup de grâce.
Yeah, whatever. Coup de grâce, like I said. And she turned around and grabbed me, and she kissed my mouth and stuck her tongue right down in there. And it was like, it was a living hot dog in there in my mouth for a few seconds.
Did
Maybe
you
I was
down?
11.
Did you bite down on the tongue?
Madam Stampley, how old was I when this happened?
You were 10.
Gross.
And Isabel is trying to tell me something about macaroni and cheese and this girl.
Oh, that's a terrible story. I don't know if we want to get into that, but Isabel's right on with the macaroni and cheese. But anyway, I kind of dug it. I mean, I wasn't going to tell an adult because I sort of wanted it to happen again.
The horoscope?
Okay, caller, before you say anything, before you get off on a tangent, I want you to know that you're the winner. So before you get off the phone, we're going to take your information so that you can receive your prize. Because no matter how ridiculous you end up being, you're the winner.
I'm really excited.
Thank you for calling Call with Questions. You're on the air.
I believe the pronunciation is Galaga.
Galaga.
Yeah! Oh, and we have a real winner.
That is correct.
That is
Call with
fantastic,
questions.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Amazing!
Most exciting moment on Call with Questions ever.
We are jumping for joy in the studio right now.
Caller, do you have a question?
Wait, let him have his victory song.
Yeah!
Let him have his victory song. He's gotta have his victory song. That was fantastic. You won. I've got your number here, so we're going to call you when this is all over and you can claim your prize. But before you go, did you have a question for us?
Yes. I was wondering about how the ice cream man can survive when the ice cream only costs 50 cents and the gas is expensive. Does he get his cones from another dimension so they're cheaper? And just how does that work? Does he need a license also? Cost money?
I think his wife makes the cones at home.
I've got two words for you, caller. Biodiesel.
Fuel.
Biodiesel.
Fuel.
All those trucks.
And he gets it from his friend, the French fry man.
Run on biodiesel.
Eat French fries. Make peace.
Yeah.
And biodiesel.
Do you ever buy ice cream from the ice cream man, caller?
Yes.
I wish you'd tell us your name because I hate to call you caller. I feel like we've developed, and now correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to step over the line of comfortability, but
it does feel intimate.
I feel like we're friends now. I want to use the F word and say that we're friends. And I would like to know your name.
I want to friend you so bad.
Friendship.
Friends.
Very comfortable.
Have you ever been friends?
My friends call me Snake.
Can we just be friends?
Snake.
Do you think we can do that?
Yeah.
Can we be friends?
Yeah. I'd like that.
Now, caller, would you like to claim your very personal horoscope for the new year?
Wait, we want to give this guy a horoscope?
Yes.
Really? You're very special if we give you a horoscope, Ethan Hawke of the night.
Snake.
I knew it was one of those names from The Outsiders. I couldn't remember if it was Snake or Ethan Hawke of the night, so I got a little confused.
Ethan Hawke of the night is reserved for Ethan Hawke.
All right, Snake. You get your horoscope now. Madam S.
Yes, I'm here.
Snake wants his horoscope. That means he's going to have to tell us when he was born.
Yes, he will.
And that's going to have to be
creepy.
Something you're going to have to decide. Info you're going to have to decide. You don't have to part with that information, Snake. You can make it up. But don't be surprised. And we do not want to call back if your horoscope doesn't fit. See? So it helps us, help us help you, and give us your correct birthday.
Okay, it's February 4th.
February 4th.
Coming up.
February 4th of what year?
1978.
An oldie but goodie.
A goodie but oldie.
Did we have a year?
1978.
Okay. This one's a little exciting, so I hope Snake is ready.
Is it scary?
Are you ready,
no,
Snake?
No, I don't even know if it's fit for radio. That's how exciting it is. Isabel is giggling in my ear.
Yeah, I don't know if we can have anything.
It's clean, but it's on the border.
I know something
Snake,
you don't know.
Snake, are you ready?
Don't mind waiting for personal satisfaction, but today you could become frustrated. Because you don't have what you want. Even if your basic needs are being met, you might feel like something is missing. And you don't know what it is. And I think we all know what you're going to need to do. So that's his reading for the day.
I don't know, Snake. If I were you, I'd ask for my money back. What'd you think of that one? What'd you think of that reading, Snake?
Enlightening.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I'm
interesting.
Scared.
I don't think anyone is going to believe that.
Are you a little afraid?
Don't worry. You're going to get the gift
basket. I don't know if I want to be friends anymore.
What?
Bye.
You can't unfriend me.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
No.
Bye.
Thank you, Snake, for calling in. We really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. That was all planned.
You've got to be
that all
kidding me.
Planned. That was Snake was an implant. I can't lie to you guys. I can't lie to all the listeners out there. So we got Snake's number.
Are you saying there's no gift basket?
Yeah, oh, there's some. We'll give him something. I don't know.
We make it special.
Yeah. So
it's always special. Always.
Something. But I don't know if I got through the last. I just feel like I have so many
pressing matters.
So we have the guy with the penguin question, which I don't know if we ever got it. Do we answer any questions tonight? I think every single one we answered. You know, it takes a special kind of person to call in into the show and ask their important questions of us. Mm.
feels like we're at sea.
You guys, go to the zoo. Support the zoo.
I've been in the studio all week working on new jazz.
So, I don't know what we learned this year. We've been doing Call with Questions now for 8-9 months.
It's like a pregnancy.
Yeah.
So,
on that note, we bid you farewell.
We had a wonderful evening.
We thank you for participating in Call with Questions.
A great year.
We had wonderful questions.
I am enlightened.
Calls.
And surprised.
She wants to catch a ball. Walk feminine, talk feminine, smile and beguile feminine.
Compliment his masculinity.
That's what every girl should know if she wants to catch a ball.
Let him do talking.
Men adore good listeners. Laugh, but not loudly. If he should choose to tell a joke, be radiant but delicate. Memorize the rules of etiquette. Be demure, sweet and pure. Hide the real you. You must look feminine. Dress feminine, you're at your best feminine. Emphasize your femininity. That's what every girl should know.
Femininity.
Femininity. That's the way to catch a boy.